you beautiful humans. I'm back on vacation, so this is going to be a little impromptu podcast, but I wanted to talk to you guys today about rest. And I've been thinking about it a lot because I have such a hard time myself with resting, particularly like taking naps and unproductive, quote unquote, rest, unproductive play. And I don't know if you have any problem with that, but I certainly do, because I think our, can you hear the birds? I'm up in the Poconos and we're just in the woods and there's just so much glorious bird noise, so I'm a little distracted, but anyway, our society is so hyper-focused, I think, on everything productivity. And it's interesting because I think as creatives and as artists, we have a tendency to trick ourselves into thinking that maybe we're not that way, or we think about it in a different way. I know for me, I tend to think that because I'm creative and because my work, a bunch of it is, you know, painting and art, that counts as non-productivity. And sometimes it can, but a lot of times, especially since my work is monetized, painting and creating content and doing all the things for my art business are actually not playful or restful in a non-productive way. So I end up spinning my wheels and just doing and making. And a lot of times I will hit a creative drought because I've dug into all of my creativity resources and I've scraped the bottom of myself, of my life experiences and all those things, and I haven't maybe taken the time to properly rest non-productively or play without any, you know, productive outcome. And it's really important to do those things. This weekend, when we've been on a little bit of a out of the blue but much needed vacation, I have actually napped for probably the bulk of it. And it's been interesting because I've had moments when I've woken up from those naps, like a few minutes ago, where I have woken up with a pang of anxiety, just because I am so used to associating naps and non-productivity with, you know, it being a bad thing or a shameful thing, or I should feel guilty for not doing something, or even not using my vacation in a productive way, which is really silly if you think about it. But that's where my brain goes. I, you know, brought paintings with me and I have writings and books to go through, and I've been trying as much as I can to make it a luxurious process this weekend and not force myself to do anything that I don't want to do. And it's been an interesting and revealing balance for me to realize that I will do that, that I will tell myself that I need to paint something right now, or I need to write in my journal right now, or I need to do these creative things that are going to build me up. And sometimes I just need to take a 3-hour nap, which is what I just did. And we need a lot of rest and play and work. We need all those three things, but those three things are different. And there needs to be an element of unproductive rest and unproductive play in order to kind of fill up the tanks for our productivity. Someone once told me that you need work, you need rest, and you need play. And again, those things are different. So rest may look like napping, adequate sleep, taking a walk, you know, all of these things that are good for your body, but that aren't productive. Work is where the productivity comes in, and that is very important. It's just as important, obviously, but it's not the same as play. Play is different than work in that the purpose of play, particularly non-productive play, is to just have fun. Just have fun. It's interesting. John Cleese, who is one of the writers and actors in the Monty Python series, has times that he's talked about where he will slot out a time that seems like it should be a work time, but his only goal for that 2 or 3 hours is just to have fun. And so maybe in that 3 hours, he writes something brilliant, and maybe he writes nothing worthwhile at all, but at least he had fun. And usually some aha moment comes from the unproductive fun, the play, although that's not the goal. If your goal is to be productive as a result of unproductive play, it's not going to work the same way, which is kind of like an ironic thing to think about, right? So it's really, really important, especially as artists, that we really lead the way in self-awareness around unproductive, non-productive play and non-productive rest. And we don't even really, I don't think we should even need to have those words non-productive in front of that. But for me, I need them to remind myself, yes, this is rest. We're not focused on productivity. We're just taking a nap. Or yeah, this is play. It's non-productive. I'm not supposed to be making anything specific. I'm not supposed to be producing anything. I'm just playing with paint right now. So there might be a difference between playful painting that's not necessarily part of your production process, but you need those times. And a lot of times when I'm going at something playfully and I'm just having a good time, I will have those aha moments around my work. And it's because I'm giving my brain time and space and energy to breathe and to soak up experiences, because we're going to become really boring artists and creatives if all we're ever doing is making things, because the very process of making things is brought into beautiful color and fullness and texture and life because we're living experiences and we're synthesizing those life experiences into our making. Does that make sense? So we're going to become just so one-dimensional and boring as artists if that's all we're working on is the art making. We also need to be artists and architects of our own lives, and our life is the art and we are the art. And it's really important that we take the time to become the art through resting, taking naps, playing, enjoying hobbies, things that are not monetized, things that are just fun, things that you're not good at, that you're learning how to do, you know, just being playful, really tapping into that inner child mentality of just enjoying your life. And then in the process of figuring out how to synthesize a balance between those things, that is where you're going to find more of your creative artistic voice. So I just wanted to encourage you in that today. I would love to get, you know, voice messages from you, emails. You can follow me at The Darling Rage on Instagram. That's kind of the main hub of where I am. I would love to hear from you. I answer all my direct messages on there. You can also email me any response you have to this episode at darlingrage@gmail.com. But I really look forward to hearing from you, and I hope that you can take some time today to have some non-productive play, non-productive rest. Go take a nap. You're a beautiful human. And until we talk again, rage on, darlings.